need a break? Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Afternoon to you all. Great to have your company this afternoon. Well, sit back, pour yourself a cuppa, and join the conversation. You are listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. Days like this, I want to drive away. Hang my bags and watch your shadow fade. You took me up and spin me. Great track to start our afternoon, and I needed some cheering up because, well, we only have one lump of sugar. There's no two sugars here in the studio. They've all abandoned me. So Cara deserted me. Well, I shouldn't say deserted me, should I? Her and Alex are down in Oamaru, and they've got their new little life down there. And you've got to listen in for the next couple of weeks because actually both Cara and Kim are going to be reporting in. And Cara, of course, we're going to be finding out. She's going to give us an update of what it was like now moving from the big city down to regional Oamaru. And also, I've been quite excited to hear from her, actually, what Christmas and New Year was like down in the South Island. So do listen in. She'll be back. Kim's also abandoned me. By God, maybe I smell. Maybe it is me. Kim and her hubby, if we remember rightly, they're down managing the Waihi campground. So she'll be saying something like this every morning, I'm sure.
Hello, campers. Heidi, hi. We've a packed program coming up for you.
Well, we know that that's not Kim. Of course, that's from the program Heidi High. And now every time I think of Kim down at the campground, I'm going to be thinking of that program. And if you don't know that program, jump online and Google Heidi High and you'll see it. It's old comedy, British comedy, and it was quite a little bit of fun. So as I say, listen in for the next couple of weeks because we will have updates from those other two lumps of sugars who have abandoned me here in the studio. So now for me, it's probably remembering what I actually have to do. And I haven't got Kim beside me, elbowing me, going, we should be saying this or we should be saying that. Actually, I'll tell you one thing that's good about Kim not being here. She's not in my ear about setting my goals and writing my goals down for the year. That is just something I can't do. I know we all should do that. And she forever went on, write your goals down and how are you going to achieve them? Yeah, mine are in my head. I'm not a planner. So there's a one little plus for me that she's not sitting there elbowing me every time. But but exciting news, we will have another lump of sugar coming in, but you will have to listen up to find out who that is. But we'll be putting her profile up on the Facebook page very, very shortly. So anyway, we're just going to take a little music break and we're going to be back and talking just a little bit about the next new year that is coming up.
Pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. Broken all manger, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm gonna paint you by numbers and color you in. If things go right, we can frame it and put you on a wall. And it's so hard to say it, but I've been it before. Now I'll surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down. I think the braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to give me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you get down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
You're listening to Two Sugars
Conversations Over Coffee on 104.6 Planet FM.
On the other side of the street I knew, stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right. I didn't leave you, cause I was all through. Oh, I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell, because I really fell for you. On the upside to a downward spiral, my love for you went viral, and I loved you every mile you drove away. But now here you are again, so let's skip to how you've been and get down to the more than friends at last. Oh, but that one night is still the highlight. I didn't need you until I came to, and I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell, because I really fell for you.
Playing some good music today, kind of wiggling those hips and trying to get some of those Christmas kilos off. Probably goes for most of us, actually. But anyway, we're talking about New Year. If we think about it, here we are, 31st of January. We are almost into our second month of the year. But for our Chinese friends, they haven't even had their New Year yet. So the Chinese New Year is coming up on Friday, the 16th of February. And would you believe this? It ends on Friday, the 4th of February, 2019. And it was interesting as I read this because I thought, well, that's not a full year. But here I am trying to understand somebody else's year using our own year as to try and figure that out. But here we are. We are in the year of the Earth Dog. So according to the Chinese Zodiac, 2018 is the year of the dog, and its characteristic word is action. Now, apparently it's going to be a good year for everybody. And if we look, what were we last year? I can't actually remember what we were last year. But anyway, that doesn't matter. Last year's gone. We're in the year of the dog now. And yeah, so it predicts that this year of the brown earth dog is going to be a good year in all respects, but it will also be an exhausting year. Oh, crikey, I can feel Kim beside me saying, well, yes, now you're going to have to do that lifestyle balance, that life balance, work balance thing. If it is going to be exhausting, that means we're going to be up to loads. But apparently we're going to be happy, yet frustrated, rested, yet tired, cheerful, yet dull. Well, I'm not sure that's kind of any different to any year, really, is it? So it looks like it's going to be a full-on year. So planning, postponing and negligence are words you will need to remove from your vocabulary this year, so they say. Great, planning, that's already removed. It's not even in my vocabulary. But they go on to say, refreshed and regenerated, the dog will accelerate the initiation of all things, but this will bring in the same time pressure and stress in everyday life. Whew, there we go. We're in for a big year, aren't we? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not kind of a person that looks at the zodiac signs and things, but it's always quite interesting to read some of the signs, and depending on which astrological kind of calendar or country you're in, to what you belong to. When I think of our own astrological calendar, I'm a Gemini. But if I think of the Chinese calendar, I'm a monkey. And as I looked, on the website just about what the year of the dog's going to be like, there was a list of what it's going to be like for each of their signs. So for me, being the monkey, it's going to be a good time for your hard work, as all my hard work is going to be recognised this year. Well, that's interesting. We'll see if that's happened. But just let's go through their other animal signs. And if you know what you are, this is a wee sneak peek of what 2018 will be like for you. So if you're a rat, the year will be kind to you, and it's a fairly good year for you. If you're an ox, it may appear to be a good harvest for the ox, but do take some precautions. Ooh, that sounds a bit ominous, doesn't it? If you're a tiger, you can expect the year to be a good year for you. Dog year for you will be extremely wonderful. You will prosper this year when involved in projects. Wow, ooh, go the tiger. If you're a rabbit, oh dear, it's not exactly a good year, but nor is it a bad year. So they caution you to be careful in all business ventures. If you're a dragon, now, oh dear, this is not so good either. This is generally not a good year for you. And if you must travel, they say, do be careful and take care. A snake, wow, if you're a snake, you're in for an awesome year, okay? They say it's going to be a great year for the snake. A horse as well, it's going to be a great year for you, and you're going to have fun and enjoy yourself. Again, for the goat, it's going to be a great year if you're a goat. And the rooster, oh, now here's an interesting one. So if you're a rooster, if you need to make good decisions, make it now. And generally, you're going to have quite a good year. For the dog, well, of course, it's your year, isn't it? That's the year of the dog. But do be careful in whatever you wish to do. Oh, that's interesting. And the pig, finally. It's a year of fulfillment for you, so you might do well this year. So there you go. There's a wee sneaky peek of what 2018 is going to be like for us all on the Chinese calendar as well. When we think of the year of the dog, according to Chinese astrology, 2018 is generally going to be a very good year regarding financial aspects, but a little difficult from a health point of view. And in the year of the dog, all zodiac signs will want to pay special attention to their health. Oh, there you go. That must mean we need that work-life balance. So taking time, making sure you have got time to put your feet up, eating a little bit better maybe than what we have done, and just kind of looking after our health a little bit. But also it's an ideal time to start, I've just said that, hasn't it? It is an ideal time to start eating healthy. And we probably all thought about that in our New Year's resolutions. But maybe make those little changes. And again, I can hear Kim in my ear going, little but meaningful changes. So just one thing at a time, don't try and change it all. Gosh, I've done that. I'm sure we all have, haven't we? But it just doesn't work. But little, tiny little changes. You know, plant that little garden. There's still time to plant gardens. And it it doesn't matter how small a place you have. I was at a friend's place actually just yesterday, and they live in a little apartment, and it's amazing the little garden in her courtyard that she has made. So there isn't an excuse really. But doing sports, you know, maybe get out there, do a bit of walking down the beach, maybe go and visit Kim down at Waihee in the campground and go walking along the beach there. But it's a year, I suppose, for getting rid of all of our bad habits. But I don't think that's unique to the Chinese horoscope. I think that's unique to all of us as we make those resolutions at the beginning of the year. But how are we going, especially with ours? Here we are already in February. Well, almost. Okay, another 24 hours. Have we stuck to any of those good things we're going to do? For me, I'm just starting, because the whole Christmas and New Year period has just been full of way too much food and drink. So maybe I'll start my Chinese New Year off losing all of those bad habits. Actually, just one thing before we do go. One of the things that I think I'm going to pick up from the Chinese New Year, or a custom that they have, is they go out shopping and buy a whole new set of clothes. And I think that's a damn good idea. So on their New Year's Day, they can be wearing everything new. So how about that? Let's all head out off to the sales and get ourselves a new outfit, right down to our shoes, so that we can start on Friday, the 16th of February, all new. Oh, well, that's it. One lump from me today, and we'll get another lump to join me, so we'll be back to Two Sugars very, very shortly. But we'll see you the same time, same place next week. And remember to listen in, because Kim and Cara will be coming to check in with us.
Let's go to the beach, each, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, oh, let's go get it down. The sound, oh, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it two, three, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give two. I'm on the floor.